Morning. It's interesting how the realm of the spiritual has certain similarities with the world of sports. Allow me to use a sports analogy today to relate a modern-day parable to you. When two really good teams face each other in competition, and the athleticism is basically equal, it seems like the difference comes down to which team executes better. And honestly, sometimes it comes down to which team can deceive the other team or trick the other team better. And that's the team that'll win. In volleyball, I don't know much about volleyball, but I do notice that sometimes girls will do backward sets. That's a deceptive move. Or they'll do a fake spike to try to get a point somehow. Football teams, there's a lot of deception in football teams. When football teams face each other, sometimes they'll run in passing situations or pass in running situations to keep the other team's defense off balance. Sometimes they'll trick the other team with an end around or the flea flicker. Defenses are all about deception. They have new blitz strategies to try to confuse the quarterback and cleverly disguise coverage schemes. By keeping the opponent's offense always guessing, the defense hopes to get at the quarterback and ultimately take the ball away. My family and I enjoyed watching the recent World Series this fall. Baseball is another sport that features deception as a ploy to defeat the opponent. In baseball, the pitcher's objective is not necessarily to just throw strikes, because the hitters are so good, they'll hit strikes. The objective is to fool the batter. The pitcher uses various grips to make the ball spin differently, resulting in pitches that move in various ways, across the seams, with the seams. Sometimes he throws a pitch that looks like it'll be a strike, but it spins out of the zone, making the batter swing at a bad pitch. Sometimes the pitcher starts a pitch out of the zone, looks like it's going to be outside or too high or something, and then it spins into the zone, again fooling the batter. Pitchers have all sorts of tricks. They have sweeping curveballs and backdoor sliders. Some have a split finger fastball that starts right down the middle, but then it drops right down into the dirt, making the batter swing at one way too low. Some pitchers have a slow changeup or a knuckleball, causing the batter to look really silly, swinging way too early and off balance. Yeah, the more you watch baseball, the more you see good pitchers can get ahead of the get into the head of the batter, get him off balance, and keep him guessing, swing at bad pitches, and ultimately the pitcher can make him fail in frustration as he heads for the dugout. Spiritually speaking, we have an opponent who is constantly trying to get into our head and keep us off balance and get us to take a swing at things that we really shouldn't be. Satan uses deception to keep us guessing, to think selfishly, to say hurtful things to others, to question authority. He lulls us to sleep while we slip into habits like laziness, and gossiping, stealing. And then he equips us with excuses at the ready. He dangles forbidden fruit right in front of our eyes, and sometimes, even more tantalizingly, not quite right in front of our eyes. God says about Satan, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. When Adam and Eve were in the garden, Satan was there to try their resistance. When Job lived on his estate with his flocks and herds, Satan was there to try Job's patience. When Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days, Satan was there to try Jesus' faithfulness. Satan went after Jesus' disciples too. And the Lord said, "Simon, Simon, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you as wheat." Then Satan entered Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. Later, the apostles had to deal with Satan's disruptions. Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? And therefore, we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again, but Satan hindered us." Satan's been around a long time doing this, and he knows what he's doing. We need to be vigilant lest Satan should take advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. He's deceptive, tempting us with pitches that look really good. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. His pitches are bad news. They always have been. But he has limits. Satan is not all powerful. Even though we learn of his temptations with Adam and Eve and Job and even Jesus, it is God who had the final say in each of those situations. Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is, the devil. Or to put it another way, he who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Our Lord sent Paul to the Gentiles, that's us, to open our eyes, to open their eyes, in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Ever since the attacks on 9/11, Major League Baseball has added "God Bless America" to the seventh inning stretch. There's nothing quite like threat of an enemy attack to pull a country together, making it more patriotic. Make no mistake, in a very real spiritual way, we are under attack from a deceptive enemy every day. So pray for strength and guidance from God. Learn from Him on how to recognize a bad pitch and let it go right on by. 40 years ago, my grandma was about to die of cancer, and even though I was a little kid, I remember it like it was yesterday. She looked right at me and she said, "Mark, you follow the Lord." And I said, "Okay, Grandma." And then we all sang her favorite hymn with her, the same one we're going to sing now to close.
Real quick,